This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Let's say you need to borrow money, but your credit rating is lousy, or you don't have a credit rating at all, so you can't really go to a bank, can you? There are workarounds, of course. In some immigrant communities, one solution is to join what's called a community lending circle. People pool their money, then they take turns getting loans from each other, basically. In San Francisco, there's a group that's giving the idea of lending circles a twist of sorts. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has our story about the Mission Asset Fund.
The Mission Asset Fund's office is in a mostly Latino, mostly working class section of San Francisco. But the Mission District's been gentrifying, with Twitter's offices and trendy new restaurants nearby. Jose Quiñones, the founder of the fund, shows me around the neighborhood.
Wells Fargo has two branches here. And right next to the banks, there's some payday lender or check casher. We actually walked up and down Mission Street and counted more financial establishments than Mexican restaurants.
So the problem isn't a lack of banks. Quiñones says it's that many poor people can't borrow from them because they don't have good credit. Many immigrant families don't have any credit.
In our economy, credit is currency. You know, without credit, without access to capital, without access to loans, you know, people cannot buy houses, they cannot buy cars, they cannot invest in their businesses.
Quiñones says plenty of loans are already circulating here through informal community lending circles. Every month, each person puts in, say, $100. Each successive month, the next borrower in line takes the pot, maybe $1,000. The Mission Asset Fund formalizes this arrangement with contracts and documentation. They're called cestas in Spanish, like a collection basket in a church. A new cesta is launching. Mission Asset Fund brings the borrowers together. They each have to establish a bank account. Not everyone has one. Then the fund tracks each payment and provides that information to the credit bureaus, TransUnion and Experian. Elsie Diaz joined today. She's 67 and came here from El Salvador to work as a nurse. She's trying to repair her credit.
My credit, it was very good, but trying to help one person, I don't say names. I make a mistake that I lend my car, she spent everything under my name, but the record, it is for me.
Getting back in the good graces of the credit bureaus could affect everything from renting an apartment to getting a credit card, says Quiñones.
We see that our participants increase their credit scores by an average like 168 points. What they now have is access to low-cost loans in the financial marketplace.
What makes what Mission Asset Fund is doing so powerful, it's recognizing that one's credit profile is in and of itself an asset.
Jennifer Tesher at the Center for Financial Services Innovation admits she was a skeptic. Her group helped fund a study of whether the model would work in other poor communities, especially non-immigrant ones. Now the fund is helping to roll out similar programs in other cities.
Jose and his organization don't actually need a lot of capital, right? They can use the capital that already is flowing through communities.
Which isn't very much. After all, these are poor communities. And the fund's not really bringing new money in, at least not directly. Joyce Klein works on microlending at the Aspen Institute.
A small loan isn't enough to build a business on, but it can become sort of that first piece to get people where they're able to then borrow money from more established sources.
Quiñones is a realist about this.
We're not a lender. We're not a bank. And we don't want to be those things because we could never have enough capital to meet the needs that are out there. We don't need another bank or another credit union. All we need is better borrowers.
Borrowers, by the way, who get to decide on their own what to use the money for.
Well, hopefully I'm going to be paying for school.
Juan Clavel is 22 and wants to open an auto mechanics shop. He just joined a cesta. He'll put in $100 a month and get back $600 in one lump sum.
But it's a little tempting because I got it near my birthday, so I might just use it for like a little mini vacation or something.
Fine by the Mission Asset Fund, as long as Clavel pays on time every month and keeps building his credit. The fund's default rate is just 1%. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.